In Rise FM Breakfast, if you have just switched on, a very good morning to you. You are listening to Rise FM Breakfast with JT and Victor Rose Jr. By now, I'm sure you have heard of the sad news that veteran singer Nobesuthu Mbadu of the Mahotela Queens fame has sadly passed on. If you would remember, the Mahotela Queens is a South African female band formed in 1964 by music producer Robert Bopape, consisting of Mahilda, Ma Nobesuthu, and Ma Amanda. Now, the group is noted for their distinct vocal harmony sound, guitar led by Mpakanga music, and fast stage dancing.
And this morning we are joined by Amanda Mkunu, who is granddaughter of the legendary veteran Nobesuthu Mbadu from Mahotela Queens. Amanda, good morning and welcome to the Rise FM Breakfast.
Good morning, Victor Rose. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. And when you listen to music from Mahotela Queens, when you go back and slalela, whereas ukuthi they were ahead of their time, and I'm sure during ikhathi zabo it was ikhathi as like as imnandi. I'm sure there were stories as azikhona about their time from beqala. Mhlambe, what is one thing that ikhumbulayo ngayo ugogo Nobesuthu? You know, mhlambe into la ikade ishera na mhlambe nani njengabazukulu.
Yo, what I remember, quite a lot of stories.
I can imagine.
She was 19 years old. She even met her dream in the music. I remember Umamncane before even that. I remember Enkosana, it even started in school. Ecula nasema workshop, atulela tradini, like everywhere, wherever she was at, within a group of people, Umamncane, you'll always find her. And stuff like that. So those are the stories Umamncane has told, like before she even started Ulokuzana, ukuqala ukucula kwakhe. But kuningi ngase ngikhulume ngomamncane wayumuntu ophansi kakhulu ngomoya, engathandi ukulwa nabantu. Even on a deathbed, I remember umamncane egula, she even that night she would sing, even though in a short breath engasakhoni nokwenza yini kodwa ecula. And ngimkhumbula kakhulu umamncane, kubuhlungu ukuthi useshile emhlabeni. I mean, just spending the last 2 weeks with her with her backache, BP yakhe, breathing yakhe, engakhona ukuhamba etoileti, ngikhala, ngibuza ukuthi mamncane, is there something ofuna ukuyibhodla, ofuna ukuyikhuluma nathi, mhlawumbe ufuna ukuyisho as a family. I was just talking now ukuthi uhambe before ngikwazi nginokwenza umsebenzi, ngimbonge, ngithi mamncane, ngiyabonga ngaloko konke osenzele kona as a family. And I just realized the magnitude of it's been the side for my money, book my video, I can and get to Lomundo every day, young Tila Nine, Sala Nine, Lindin. I don't remember saying, my money, India Bonga, from Salo, always did, and Upsuk Victor Rogers, Upsuk. I had to see umamncane egulaka nje ukuthi lo muntu wayigxumagxuma kangaka, and into yamkhathaza nje umamncane ulo nyawo lakhe olaqala ngo-2012 waqhuzuka nje eklina, and everything just started to spiral nje in her career. And I remember in 2016 futhi nakhona wavuka futhi, khumbula kuyibhedhe kaba ngo-March 16 when they were celebrating Cancer City, and mina umamncane, she couldn't even walk. We had to drag her with all blankets. Simhambisa ehamba yesibhedlela. And to think ukuthi samhambisa ekhaya eChesterville ukuthi kuzoba ngcono, because I couldn't handle the pressure of looking after her. Wamkhatha uMbololo, my auntie. Samkhatha. I was there about 8 months. But before ahamba, she insisted on coming back. She came on the 7th of August. And it was a surprise. She didn't even tell me. I said, Amanda, open the gates. I'm like, what are you doing here? Because you're not feeling well. kubungona umusekhaya kanti yena mezovalelisa uma mncane and uhlungu bese Rose.
Yeah. No, Amanda. You know, this is a devastating time, especially when you lose someone that was, you know, your ace, someone that was so close to you. And I think a lot of us can relate to that because most of us have lost loved ones. Gepage, as a family, what is that one song, Mhlawumbe, that when you hear it, it heals you and it excites you and it brings all these beautiful memories that you have?
I mean, love with the right. Love, I want me to try that.
That is
the
way. Yeah, yeah. That's the shade, Sabi. Oh. Amanda.
Yeah.
Just before, Mhlambe, Sival, I want to ask one thing. This is also, like, for you, I know that, you know, looking at Unganuako and looking at you grew up within big legends and now I know you as someone who's also talented when it comes to the entertainment industry. What is one thing that Uguti Uzuitata from Unganu moving forward? And because I know Uguti, you are also destined for great things, and also Nokula, within such,
environment.
Great environment.
Yeah.
What is one thing that also Itata Uguti umuvi now and we are pumping?
Okay, one thing from Ungane within this industry, what I've learned in a corner, it's Uguba humble. She's a very humble person. We are umuntu okwazi ukuhlonipha. I know Uguti, I'm very hyperactive. Ngiyazikhulumela mising sandile. Ukuhlonipha futhi abantu ukulalela as well, and okunye engithi ngizokuqala futhi nakhona because it's in a foundation engifuna ukuyenza, and there's a foundation I have, it's Cancer City Sibimchunu Foundation. So ngathi sengiplanile nokuma mncane ukuthi there's something that we wanted to do in Heritage Day, which is next month, and mese siplanile khona la eMfosilara Mfundo Park with Mr. Mpumi, and yikho ngithi kubuhlungu ukuthi uhambe singakhonanga ukuthi simyenzele ngale ndlela kade sifisa ukumyenzela. But anyways, that shall continue as well to celebrate umamncane. Ngimyenzele lo msebenzi kade ngithi ngifuna ukumyenzela wona ukuthi ngiyabonga mamncane, siyabonga kumsebenzi omngaka owenzile. Yabo, siyabonga ukuthi usiphakamise kanje, and I know ukuthi umamncane naye uwumuntu okhule kabuhlungu. I mean, wayenezinto owayengakhona ukuzibhodla, like she had issues with umawake and how umawake wamshiya esancela ibele esana 2 months. Those are the things, but at the end of the day, uBox Kholosi, which is a mother, umuntu wahamba impilo yakhe yonke, kodwa ngesikhathi before ahamba uKholosi esana 92 years old, wabuya wazala eGoli, wafela khona la eGoli, wamngcwaba bamyenzela i-birthday night. And that is one thing, if he has umamncane, ngiyazi ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe iyayihlezi ibuhlungu about what her mother did to her. But on the last days, ena 92, uKholosi, umamncane did a major party. Ambonga umawakhe, amtshela ukuthi umthanda kanjani, uyamxolela. Ngathi inhliziyo enje yalo mama, I know ukuthi mina I've learned the art of forgiveness is very important. And ngithanda ukuthi umamncane uwumuntu ophile impilo yakhe to the fullest. Wayenza le nto ayifuna ukuyenza ngesikhathi sakhe. Ayikho into umamncane kaJayfis engayenzanga. That's one thing I respect about her. I know the pressures of having abantu like Ubab Cancer City and Mam Nobesutu as abantu basa. It's fresh on my side futhi as well, Victor Rose. Abanye abantu they think it's a blessing. Sometimes it came as a curse. It came as a curse kakhulu kumina. But at the same time, I look above and beyond that. And what I did, especially as umuntu wesifazane in the industry, ezolasta isikhathi esingaka. And umancane is the only person in the family who's traveled the whole world. The only person in the family owazile ukuhlala asebenze aze abe mdala. Aze abe mdala. Ngithi wabuyiswa unyawo lakhe. Unyawo zange adule unyawo. Ngathi nami ndingabusa kunana, nami ndingabusa tata. Ngithi yathi nama, if the thing that has always been, yeke nama that had thought to ukwenza izinto eziright just to respect the legacy kamam Nobesutu. Ngathi. I love her so much. Nani siyakhumbula. Ngiyazi ukuthi naye uthi ufuna ukuhambela khona la kwakhe. insisted ukuba ngikwazi buyela nje yena sizomhambisa khona ngala eGauteng kwathi
ngiyamkhumbula hello siyaphila mani njani
ephilile baba
sikhona hey noma sesikhuluma ngeekhathi ezingekho mnandi kodwa hey sasho nje ukuthi sithi dudu emndenini nje wonke nanokuthi uyabona mangabe kukhona izimi kanjena sesikhuluma ngeekhathi ezimnandi ekuyizona sisele nazo ikona okusihilayo you know sikwazi nokuya phambili engazi ukuthi konke nje umsebenzi ungahamba kahle niduduzeke nonke nomndeni sibonga nokuthi nje nisiboleke yena emhlabeni wonke jikelele siyabonga kakhulu
Okay. Victor Rose, and thank you so much now for helping me with my radio career back in the day. Thank you so much. I'm nothing without you in the industry. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
I love you guys. Right.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.